We'll try to get some to get the next one.
So we're not going to be able to do that in the future?
Well, I mean, technically, they shouldn't be using electronic devices, but if they're downloading it on their iPod, iPad, cell phone, I'm allowing them to use it in ELA class or in study hall for that purpose only, read from Sawyer only.
These devices.
That would be great. I have to tell you that in regards to this policy piece, just having this discussion, my daughter has just recently gone crazy with reading on the iPad. I forget what the name of it is, but like, it's just, she doesn't want to sit, she went from not wanting to read at all to like reading like crazy. So I hate to see.
Well, and a lot of the.
If it's structured, I mean, obviously.
Free downloads.
Right. So, I mean, I'd hate to see that.
We've been doing it on an individual basis.
With the teachers, right?
Yeah.
I can understand the free-for-all thing, but also instructionally. What's that?
These devices shall be allowed to be used in classrooms only when they're included as part of a lesson under the direction of the teacher.
So then that would be okay with what you just did, though, right?
Yeah, the sample, the new sample policy under our old policy, which currently exists.
Okay, I understand.
All right, so you're going to start with the 6,000s?
Yes.
Yep.
I have to tell you that I just finished my fiscal responsibility class, and when all those quizzes and tests, this is not going to come this way.
Flashback.
Oh, yeah, no. I'm the one like, that's right.
You don't capitalize when you can lose.
Yes.
The wrong answer.
Yes.
Yeah. Funny.
Start a test all over because you don't put a capital S for fun.
Are we going to do 5695?
We're going to wait for Steve.
Yeah, Steve couldn't make it tonight. So we'll get him to come the next.
Yes.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Right.
Okay.
So it'll be the 7th.
So May 7th, yeah.
At 6?
Yes.
Can you repeat those, Kate?
May 7th is the next meeting.
We will not have one the 21st, because that's the budget vote.
We do the first and third in this one. There's 5 Tuesdays.
Yeah, I'll try.
The existing 6,000 policy is basically one paragraph and one sentence.
I'm defined.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know what this is all about. Somebody explain it to me.
GASB 54.
GASB 54. There are, GASB is Government Accounting System Board. Government Accounting. I can't remember what the S stands for. But we've had several of them that we've had to do that took what's in private industry and basically applied to public accounting. Well, these are the reserves.
Usually it's a purchasing agent.
But there's no policy.
That's why they just. And it also says we'll address the policy requirement when we update our policies for NISBA.
The reserve for encumbrance is usually basically what we do at the end of the year if there's something that we spend money for
right.
in one fiscal period and it's not expended, we have to carry over whatever the budget expenditure is 1 year to the next. So somebody's got to be able to do that. If we order something that doesn't come in before June 30th, we bought it in a fiscal period that is not the fiscal period that we pay it in. So we have to designate somebody that's allowed to do that. It's always been the business manager. When I was at Hudson Falls, it was me, and it's always been Beth here. But let's find out about that in more detail, because I don't know exactly what the policy has to state.
What's the difference between an appropriated fund balance and an unappropriated fund balance?
It's the appropriated is what you're actually designating that you're going to use for a specific purpose. Okay. The unappropriated is that.
So, I mean, that really is spent, right? Like in the 2011, that $1.1 million is spent, right?
That is what we're saying, that we're using the balance of the budget that should be spent, yes.
But we're not saying that much. You said it's $600,000 or $700,000 you're taking out of
right.
The fund.
We're going to be able to probably put back close to $600,000.
So basically, we still, coming out of 2011, we have the same total fund balance as there was in June of 2010.
I think this is an example.
An example for 2010 and the other one's for the same. I think this is a hypothetical.
Sorry about that.
No, that's right.
But it's funny that
it's close to our numbers. Yeah.
Well, 425 was ours in 910 and 1.1 was ours
before.
This is probably ours, yeah.
It's very close to the numbers that.
Which you've gotten, can she go online?
I was going to say, it's probably online.
These are ours. Because 910, at the end of the year, 10-11.
I just thought it was coincidentally close.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, until I saw the 425,
right,
and then they realized.
Right after the.
And we got this from
this.
Well, we got to find out. I apologize. So
there's only like $17,000 difference between the two when we're talking about 2.6.
I'm using the old one.
Okay.
Yeah.
$17,000 via email.
But a whole lot more.
Yeah, that's the right one. You've got the right one here because that's.
But I don't have that.
Oh, okay. The email. Yeah. She got it.
Oh, I see it.
Oh, look at that. What's that GASP?
So we're starting with 6,000. This is a lot different than the old one.
Yeah, it goes into more detail. I think it's fine.
Yeah, I read through it. That's what too.
We're all okay with 6,000.
I thought he said they were traveling.
Did you notify the board?
No. Tom's father-in-law passed away.
School business official should stay because yep. You can have a school administrator.
Okay.
The physician is the school business.
It actually is a part of my test, and it does have to say that. Oh, this is sick. Yep.
Yeah, is that little italics in there because of recent?
Yep.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. sorry to jump backwards, but in the old one, we have 6,100 annual budget.
Why is that? There are some that they've done that for in the past, too.
Because sometimes they combine them into, they'll combine them into one of the other, one of the other policies. So we don't, yeah, sometimes it just gets absorbed by another policy.
Is that standard events, the three components?
The three components of the budget.
Yeah.
So that's, I wonder if it's.
And a lot of times, if it's law, they don't put it, they don't necessarily, that's it.
What I like about this is if you don't know the law very well, and again, I hate talking about this stuff, but I just said that this was part of that component of breaking that gray out, those three pieces. This is helpful for people who may not know that.
Is there a second page?
Yeah.
So 6,000, 6,100.
You don't have that?
Oh, there is only one.
Annual budget, those front and back, 6,100. Like this. Oh, I'm sorry. It just talks about delineation of superintendent salary and all that stuff.
We have to tell what they already did.
Right, but I think that's pretty much, that's.
They both try to.
Again, it goes to the law.
Yep. I bet that's why she.
Well, in reference to, this is regulations of the Fishers, so it's all within the law, but it's why.
We still should reference that someplace, if that person shares it and she does that.
Reference what, the three?
The annual budget.
Well, the simple fact that if it's not going to be included.
Right.
That's what we have to do by law.
Right.
And that's what we do if you take a look at that packet that comes out the first Monday in May. All of this is on the whole.
Yep.
For the three-part budget. Actually, even in our newsletter, the three-part budget is broken down and summarized.
Right.
So that, we have to do that by law. That may be why the commission tell us that.
I've never seen a key before on one of these, and this time there was a key. Bold text included in this draft, regular text, sample policy available upon request. However, I went to the site today and I didn't find, there was something specific I was looking for. They don't have all of that.
The only thing that, I mean, the thing that I like about this old policy that we have is that the one, two, and three, how it's broken down for, I understand it's law, but it's broken down.
We can choose to keep it, yes. We can have more policies than this right now, the state. I don't have a problem leaving it.
Does everyone have that, the old, the 6,100?
Yes.
Is it two page for you or is it one?
Yours is front and back, though.
Yeah.
Well, I have two pages and it's separated out.
Oh, is yours separated?
No. I go to 6,110.
6,110. Oh, no, you're, no, sorry, I have 6,110. No, so I don't.
I must have messed up my copy. I wrote up this.
This is just that one page.
I just think this is really good because these are.
I don't have a problem with that at all. I'd rather do this.
So the binder one I do.
Yeah, that's, this is the old one, yep. This, she gave us a long time ago, so I bet you that's why.
Yep.
So the binder one is the binder that you got?
Long, yeah.
Yeah, when we first.
Way back.
Got on the board. These are the old.
The new old, right?
The new old, yeah.
Well.
Probably just, then you get the decided copy.
That's right.
School budget is the legal basis for the is there something with that connection with that italicized? Because now the state is determining the tax levy limits?
No, because we override the tax levy.
Right.
But you have to say that because they stuck that in here several times about the limits on the tax levy, the possibility of voters overriding the limit. That was in there 2 or 3 times.
Yep.
In different places.
So
I don't know why 6,100 or 6,100 is a thing it should be.
In some form.
In some form, yeah.
So we may have to take out some of the levy.
I see what part of the problem is the limit changes every year. And here we say specifically 5,000.
And the old.
Yeah.
This 6,100 is also in 6,100. The exact error is in there.
And the new one, Carl?
Yeah, and the new one. 6,120 is 6,100. See where it says the budget here is what held now less than. Actually,
like an extra
I don't understand that. We'll be completely separate.
Take this one because I got an extra one in my
That's right here. But we don't. That's on 6,120. Yeah. What's on this thing that Kate just did? That paragraph. But it's changed. It's a little bit different, right? Budget hearing will be held not less than 7 nor more than 14 days prior to the annual district election. This will be clearly. I don't know. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
It must be regulation. That
must be a change. This is regulation.
We got to find out why that's
been talked about. This here is regulation. The program.
This is regulation, right?
Absolutely
yeah.
is.
Yep.
So that's why it's not in the policy because we don't have a say in it. So we as a committee are considering keeping this in the policy because it's good information and we like the fact that it's broken down.
Right, I think
although it's already, you have to do it whether it's
the report right. card has more details on the listing too, so we got to change.
Yeah, let's
get from Courtney what or why if it's not something that we need. If there's things that have to be in 6,100 that we have to do.
Right.
But there's things in there that are wrong.
They're old.
Yeah. From 1998, they changed it. So let's get the information from the board. Other things in the text, I don't think that's so
yeah, this is really not our kind of biggest thing, it's right here.
Yep.
Right.
Washington County, we didn't hit the 3 in Rensselaer County.
Okay.
on 6110?
Sorry.
No, that's fine.
You tell us that part is added, that's what the tax got.
How do we get enrollment projections? How can we get those?
For next year?
Or for 5 years down the road?
There's a formula that you can set up based on your history. And the thing that always varies is your kindergarten coming in. So what you usually do is take an average. I always did it for 10 years. I don't know if we have the enrollment figures per grade level for 10 years.
I've done stuff with that since I've been here.
I was going to say, we have to do that for the building project. We have to put what was for 10 years prior to this year and 10 years in the future.
It's also on that website, the New York Board of Schools.
Yep.
It's a graphed out projection that you can look at.
And it changes all the time.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
It's just a guesstimate. And every year when it does change, if our enrollments are different, we put the actual numbers in and it calculates it.
Like, when I worked in a bigger district, they used to do, like, UB would come in and do demographic studies in our town.
They also do trend analysis as well for a poor district. I mean, that's what I used to do. When you have a poor district, to set up a thing for yourself so that you have a trend that way you can look at it. Same thing with what you're talking about.
They do basically the same thing. That's where I stole in those people.
If you think about it, they occurred in first grade. Who would have thought?
Right.
How that would...
But you see, that's what happens.
You're going to get anomaly.
Yeah, you're definitely going to.
Based on...
It's always an average for the 10 years or whatever. And then when that number becomes a hard number, it changes your calculation all of us the rest of the way through.
Right.
So, and who would have thought we would have lost my first year here, 910, we had 962 students. My second year, we went to 926. Last year, we were at 896. And this year, we're about...
No, 906.
906 last year, and this year, 896. Wasn't it 896?
What's nice about a specific trend analysis is you can predict, if like kindergarten numbers, you know, although you're at 50, you can predict on an average what comes in, just like what you were talking about. Yeah. And even though you have some of those bumps, you still can get a pretty good historical trend analysis to see.
Unfortunately, at a smaller school like us, those little bumps are huge.
Huge, absolutely.
Right. Yeah. And a family of five moves in, and we're like,
right. But, you know, I mean, my experience, even with the small school districts and doing the trend analysis, you'll still get a good guess with where you're going with it.
It's just like anything with your stocks. Over the years, it always balances out. You're going to have your highs and your lows, but over the years, it still balances itself out.
Yeah.
Have we seen anything from the development over in Luther Forest and all kind of stuff here? Are we too far out?
There have been a couple families that said they moved here because of, but...
And they're adding like 1,100 more. Are we seeing any? Do we have a sense that we'll get any of those?
Our last two families in, actually, our last three families have been out of state.
Yeah.
Delaware, Virginia.
Really?
So that could be starting the trend. It usually works in concentric circles from whatever happens. So the more populated the areas are, the people want rural, they'll go to the next circle. So some of them just go further because they don't want to control.
So far, they're like settling closer to
unusual
there, the one so far.
Well, usually
they'll
go
around the north place.
So I'm really great on number 67.
Are we okay with 5110 then?
Yeah.
Is it one that's coming?
6110. Bulleted. 6110R. Superintendent uses visual evaluate educational philosophy program and support systems.
Yeah, but that's already in here. That's in this old as well. This is identical to the old.
To 6112.
No.
6110R. 6110R.
Right.
Except for the italicized part in the second from the bottom bullet.
Right.
I remember saying that something.
This is one of the first ones we just, I think it's included in.
It's covered in the budget planning schedule, which sets forth. 6111 talks about budget deadlines and schedules. Kind of is set here.
6110R?
Yep.
Is that what you're saying?
Yep.
Right. Not R. Just 6110.
Right, it's set in old.
Oh, yeah, because it also talks about the 6110R and adhering to that calendar.
Yep.
In the 6110.
But it's right in the paragraph.
Right.
See, that's what I wish you would have done. Let us know if something's not included.
This is 6113, I think, is also in there. Included in the first one, what we just had.
In the second paragraph, talks about making it available.
Yep.
First Monday in May that we have in the schools.
Okay, now we're, sorry for being a pain, I just want to make sure we look at our old ones that come.
Thanks, Carolyn. You still helping out?
I created today.
Hey, you're in, you're in. We would have been great.
They changed the first, just very little wording in the first paragraph. Yeah, and it says it's been recrafted, and just, they changed some of the words around.
Basically.
Yeah, yeah.
Changed.
Yeah.
I don't see in here, I don't see what's there.
Now, we don't have 6130, which is the old. We have 6135, goes into contingency budgets. 6135P goes into ordinary contingency expenses. There's a lot that's been taken out. 6140.
Is this a dollar amount put in for budget transfers, or is it still 2,000?
Next page. Next page, Carl.
Oh, there you go. And that. So.
Oh, we have two.
So that would be, you put 9,000 and not the 6150, the first 6150 page?
We have two 6150s. One says this policy is previously adopted, and the other one has a nice little one for the interim.
All right.
Oh, well, okay, I see what you're saying.
It is 10,000.
Okay.
Yep.
Sorry.
Okay, there.
It's been 10,000.
Oh, so she might have screwed up and then not taken it. So she put the 10,000, okay, I see.
But we don't want 2,000, we want 10,000.
Yeah, it's in the next.
It's in the next one.
Yeah, she just gave us four.
You can actually just get rid of that one.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we don't want the 2,000 one.
No.
I don't know, but I think Jolene called me about that, so maybe that's where you read it, Jolene.
What was that?
She said,
called me about something like that.
Yeah,
so maybe that's where you read it.
The 1630, all these are the old ones. Do we know why she took that out? There's a lot of stuff taken out.
The second paragraph is by law, is probably why that town, we have to do the third Tuesday in May, 1630.
Okay.
That everybody votes on that thing. Actually, it's set to be legal, there's a second rule. Again, that's the law. Yep, that's law. This is also the law.
So we're saying that we don't need a policy because it's school law?
Yeah, the one and two, the first two paragraphs are one and two, three. Yeah, this is all law. Oh, contingency. It's.
6135.
They have, what is the year of our contingency? 93? It's the 98, it's, contingency is changed. I mean, it's never even in this way. When I was here, teaching here the last, four of the last 5 years, we're on contingency, but technically we have what they call austerity budget, so. Or contingency budget, certain items are not allowed to be purchased in the contingency budget. So that's law. This is again, that's probably why she pulled it out too. What she's trying to do is make it more user friendly as well. So 6135E. Some of it will change.
Some US games are set, so let's show up.
You want our US games?
I had a shot, got mixed in with a stump when I got copies, so I had a shot out of the copier when I was making copies and stuff. It's a fact. It's a bill. I guess I'll go pay for it.
Hopefully, yeah, right.
Hopefully it got paid.
Yeah, well.
Probably would know by now, I've had this book for a while.
Yeah, but if there, fax is coming in,
it shouldn't work until the printing job is done.
Yeah, but stuff, it could be sitting on the copier you picked up.
Yeah, but it was mixed in the middle of her stuff, so.
That might be a good section.
I don't have one, I don't have one.
You don't have one?
Never know what you're gonna find in this one.
Hey Vince, do you with that, are you the ones who decide how the investments are proportioned and split up?
With our financial advisors, we don't do that.
So we have a financial.
Bernie got it.
So 6150 is just law.
She spent a couple hours on the phone today as to how, what we're gonna do with the project.
Yeah, it's the 10,000. If you look at the next one.
Go to the paper of that one.
It depends on the market, if something changed drastically, they'll get in touch with that.
So Carl, you asked an investment question, I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
No, I was just wondering how the investments were proportioned and how that was done, and, you know, is it like, the school districts have to stay pretty conservative, how aggressive can one percentage be and all that stuff?
Can't be very aggressive.
No, I'm sure, yeah, I'm sure. Do all the, but it's not invested in the, is it invested only in things that are guaranteed?
Yeah, we're limited as to what we can do.
Can't go stock market. Can't go stock market.
Money markets and savings accounts are the things that we use the most.
Vanguard funds, things like that, are those? No, those are not guaranteed, are they? So the return is pretty minimal?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Future returns.
Yeah.
Well, the page before that, 6240.
Yep.
The policy will be annually reviewed. I don't know how we're gonna remember that.
We, at the beginning of the year, at the reorganizational meeting, the policy is usually included in the packet, so. That and the purchasing policy are the two that have to be done on an annual before you get to that, I think there's one in here that we probably should, 6215, the senior citizen.
I was gonna say, I think so.
But it's not even here, that's what I'm saying, we gotta find out, because that one was jumped, it's not 1993. And we try to do something to help the senior citizens out.
I'm pretty sure two years ago.
Yeah, I'm gonna pull that one out, and I know we did something.
Crossing and enhanced.
No, we increased the benefit or the deduction for senior citizens.
It's 50 more than, it's a percentage, right?
It's a sliding scale, I believe. There was something that we did with the senior citizens.
But it's, what is it on that one, 50%?
Yeah.
Yes.
Just regardless of.
Regardless of income?
Regardless of assessed value.
Yeah, I think there's an income tied to that in the one that we did.
But it's confusing.
Yeah, I remember there being a cap of income to be able to qualify for a certain percentage, that I want to say.
We were trying to go with the same as the county.
I'm reading this, it doesn't say that.
I know, that's why.
Yeah, he's saying that there's one missing.
Yeah.
This is from 93.
I'm pretty sure we've changed this one since I've been here. You remember what we did?
Last year.
Okay, so we have to, that should be in the new one. So we gotta make sure that we'll find it, we'll do it.
I'll take it the way it is, it says 50% deduction, I'll take it.
It was a.
Since we're both over 65. We'll be happy to take it, thank you.
I notified the county, so when they did the tax bills, it would reflect it. I know we missed March 1st one year, so the next year we did it, and I don't remember when we did it.
See.
Okay. Just to make sure I pulled it off. Didn't we just adopt the Title I policy? Is that one of the things that came through when they did the audit, they said they had to have?
I would imagine you have some, I can't agree with the requirement of the policy.
So why, this is the thing that drives me crazy.
I don't think it's in the 6,000.
It's in the 1900s.
You know what, yes, because we've already looked at that.
So we get 6240, so they've reordered some things.
They ordered it to come in this.
Yeah. I don't think things, I don't think the senior citizens exemption is someplace else. Still think that should be in this series of 6,000.
This is repetitive, because the old one is in the 1900s too. This isn't the one I've been sending to the state every year, I've been sending the ones from the 1900s.
Yeah. This, when it says chapter one, title one, we should know that there's a 1993, that's the one.
I think this is really.
This is 1993.
This is old.
That is page two. So yes, it is, this is old.
So we have the other one, let's ignore that one. Investment, so that's the 6240.
Okay, so this is the one that just, they updated it for the annual control now.
On 6240, our, the last sentence says collateral will be monitored no less frequently than on a weekly basis. Do we do that?
Can you say that again?
The last sentence, 6240R.
The last sentence?
Yeah.
The which section?
First page, number one, last sentence, collateral.
Usually the collateral is in the bank, and the bank sends us justification if it needs to be changed. So I would have to say that we don't do it on a weekly basis, but if it has to change, the bank notifies us. So again, this is probably something that Beth should be here to, when we sign our banking agreement, it's in the banking agreement, so let's check on that one as well. So we're going to have her.
When money is being invested, is that like a bid process where you go out to like three banks or four banks and see who gives you the best return?
Yep. We usually sign in for banking services 2-3 years at a time. And it's been so terrible lately, the interest rate's been less than 1%.
Right.
But I don't know when's the last time we did an RFP for banking. It's a bid, but
okay.
It's an RFP, request for a proposal as opposed to a bid. The difference is a bid, you're supposed to take the lowest bid.
Right.
And the request for proposal, there are other factors that enter in, like services that they provide above and beyond.
We want to take the highest bid up.
Oh, yeah. Probably what we'll do with this one is have Beth come and explain, because every banking agreement's a little bit different, and I don't want to sit here and tell you what we do and what don't do, but basically if we're putting money, we have to have something as a collateral.
Mm-hmm.
So the bank's got to supposedly, if we have $100,000 in the bank, they have to have something to make sure or ensure that we're going to get the money back. You as an individual have the...
Federal Reserve.
Yes, yeah. The deposit. We don't have anything
like that.
They're supposed to keep collateral that's equivalent to or more than what we're putting in the bank. So that's why I'm saying that what they usually do is sign the certificates of collateral and say that they'll put, if we're going to put $1 million in, they're going to have $2 million to make sure that they cover it, because like when Beth did her report this past month, March is the time when we have more money coming in than we have going out. So our deposits are going to start to grow for a couple of months. And then all of a sudden, especially in June, when we have the high payroll at the end of the year, when the summer pays or whatever the teachers get, we guys get somebody more.
Yeah.
It's a much larger payroll, so it drops drastically. But in that period of time, what we normally would be carrying is maybe $1 million, $1.5 million, but we balloon up to maybe $3 million. So they have to, the bank has to have collateral to offset that.
Mm-hmm.
In case the bank, you know, folds for whatever reason. We got to make sure it's not gold, because I hear that's going down.
Is a repurchase agreement when you continue an agreement with the same institution,
usually,
and they just repurchase?
Yep. Mm-hmm. But what's happening too with a lot of the collateral places is it's an insurance. It's like Lloyd's of London that go out. The larger the corporations, the larger the banks. They do a lot on faith.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be part of that, so the local banks can't do that.
So it is possible if a particular entity folded or became insolvent that the district could lose that money, because it's only backed by the collateral of that institution?
No, that's why the banks may do that with their people, but they have to have it for us. And that's why, I can't think of an example, but other than this month, this gets very tight for the financial institutions, because we're not the only municipality that has a little extra money this time of year. So that's when, you know, the collateral, the money in the banks usually more. So, but not always.
Well, Vince, I think it's a good idea, because this note for to have Beth, because it does talk about that we should work with the school business official and legal counsel in regards to this. I don't know if there's anything else that we need to do there or not, but.
Yeah, we can still have for 62 words.
So skip over?
Yeah.
And go right to 64,000?
Okay.
So you first?
Thanks, man.
Well, it's just going to be clever.
Collateral.
They just kind of slide it.
Collateral.
We're just passing them out.
Hey, did you have one of those?
It could have been.
Subtlety is not a strong.
It's still okay.
I don't know, there's six in there, I only bought yours, I only bought six. We buy the coffee and the water, but it comes.
We all work, yes.
There are mornings we come walking in with cases of water and people go, what are you doing? We drink it, so we buy it.
Okay, can I give something off tangent, just because I'm thinking about it? Is there any way that we can charge for the, that they come for the bicycle thing for parking for our board?
The board can, decide on a fee scheduling if they would like to do that with any of the use of facilities. What we do with the bike, in the past, we've had to hire custodial staff and they get charged back for that. So that was the original agreement, that's the only one that we were. I don't think there's anybody else that can charge for that. I still attend our scoring.
I was just driving around going, oh, that's good.
Everybody's happy here, did you?
People got upset because what we tried to do was limit the parking and keep them off the grass because we just had everything we got.
Yeah, I like that, yeah.
And there were still people that parked on the grass over at the school. So, and once one person starts, it's, everybody does it. So Bud tried to, I think at one point the parking lot was full and he parked a vehicle in front of the entrance exit. And somebody tried to go around him and he said, we're full, you can't come in. And the person got upset, but I met with a parent today that was extremely upset with everything with the bike race. And she thought we allowed them to use the facility and we denied another group from using the facility and we've never denied the group. And they park on our blacktop or the parking lot, which we're not going to argue with. But if they use the facility for showers and stuff, we do charge them back for the custodial staff for supplies.
Right.
So it's.
$5 a parking spot.
With all the years that we've done it, we used to leave the front of the school open and people just inundated it. And the fire department said if they had to have access to the building, so they couldn't. So we put the plastic chain in the front so the loop was kept clean, as far as I know, all the time.
Yeah, there was chains on.
But they put no parking signs here for the fire department because they can't use the fire department in the village, so they use the last bay or one of the three last bays. And they needed to have access to get out. So there was nobody that was parked over here that I'm aware of. And I say that because I was here Saturday and there was nobody here, but that I wasn't. Okay. No, but I'm saying, when I was here, it wasn't an issue, but that doesn't mean anything. It's two long days. So it could have happened after that.
They had that field up on 313 pretty full. Just the best gravy on the right.
Well, she didn't even, the parent came in and complained too about all the clothes that were up on 313. So, but when she realized.
Excuse me, she was complaining about clothes left on 313?
Along 313.
What is wrong with this person?
Well, I didn't mean to get off task, but I just saw that and I was like, you know, gosh, that'd be great. I mean, I don't want to sound silly, but $5 a parking spot could be something for us.
We do need to have access to the school in different areas, and if there's groups that wanted to use the facility as a drop-off for our kids during that period of time, we would have roped something off. But there was nobody else, and everybody seems to stay away from the facility. We had a chicken barbecue scheduled for Friday, and they moved it to this coming Friday, which I thought if they would have left it for last Friday, they wouldn't be killing it. But they moved it for whatever reason.
Moved it because the soccer club this weekend just had one. We just had one.
Okay, but there's.
We're not over at dinner, and they
there's seniors, when do you have it, Friday?
Saturday.
But there's a senior class this Friday.
Seniors is coming up, right?
And youth football is Saturday.
Yeah.
So again, there's two things going on, I think there was so much going on last weekend that they would have probably sold to a lot of the people that came in.
Yeah, never know.
But, I don't know. Anyways.
So anyway, food for thought for you to think about.
Yep.
We have 66.
DJs.
65.
DJs.
Yes.
I would have 64.
I don't know what they're waiting. Who do we have to get in touch with for that one that's on the 20th? DJ.
Tickets?
Senior class, right?
Yeah.
No.
That's TV football.
Football.
That's not a DJ.
I have a contact, you want me to?
It's DJ.
Yeah. I called Roger.
No, Robin, that's your own, but.
Tina Rollins is doing.
Is there anybody that you guys have had it and died for?
What's that?
DJ.
Hey, I keep hearing that.
Oh, my God.
Better be good.
Thanks, babe.
See ya.
No, I know it is, I know it is.
Beef isn't my big thing in life, but.
My husband said the beef tip is really good, too.
Oh, my God.
I only, I crave the chicken.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Bond employees.
We're actually on authorized signatures, I think, 6410.
Keep trying.
Sorry, that was the second time, Carl. And there are no, you can't write me out any more blank checks.
The checks on your machine is computer, so I don't know if you want to change something.
What was that?
In the second paragraph, it says the board hereby authorizes the use of a check signing machine. It's a computer facsimile when the checks are produced, so it's not really a check signing machine.
That sounds kind of archaic.
Check, how you want to say that? Let's see.
Is it computerized?
Computerized signing.
Yeah, I would just change it to computer.
Computerized signature.
Signature.
Digital signature.
Digital, that's good, too.
And then is it different people, like Lori signs some, right?
She's a deputy treasurer, Beth is the treasurer, Lori's the deputy treasurer, so that's the dual certification there. And then we have Lynn for the student activities. Our other, what are the controller?
The controller.
Controller.
Digital.
It is hard.
What?
Maybe it's harder.
I don't even know if I can list all the titles, that's how hard it is, Colin.
You should list them after your name, I'm like.
My email would be.
Right.
She'd be like, whoa.
Yeah.
She's a little self-important.
Okay, now, the extracurricular activity fund checks are signed by the treasurer and the central treasurer, you're one of the signatures on the check.
Yeah, the controller.
It's the second paragraph under the middle blurred area there, it says, starts with extracurricular.
So we don't have a central treasurer?
Extra classroom activity.
Right, we don't have somebody called the central treasurer?
Because Lynn is the activity account.
Lynn is the central treasurer for student activities account.
Okay.
So I think what we're going to need to change some of these titles here.
Did you pick one because our handwriting is better than that?
All I have to do is write my name.
Oh, this is like big.
K-girls.
Fifth grade.
Tammy's the favorite.
Just kidding. You know, the girl with her own font.
It's all right.
Start monitoring your Facebook accounts now for any cyberbullying that's going to go on.
We aren't even Facebook friends. We are, when you said something about Facebook, I'm like, I'm not even Facebook.
We have enough time, you know.
It's like the car ride is blunting.
Who would have anything to talk about?
What are you going to change, Vince, the name?
The extracurricular, or the extra classroom activity fund, the students fill out a signature and the advisor, and that check request goes to the central treasurer, the central treasurer signs the check along with the controller of the account, who is Tammy.
Which I think you have to do that because it has to be a control.
You're my backup.
You're the backup.
I am.
See, you're there.
Start your job.
Happy now?
Have you ever seen her handwriting? Lori and Lynn once actually had a conversation about my handwriting, and I don't think they knew. They on that I had a nice handwriting, but it was after seeing all the time cards I signed. Like, it was kind of like, oh, she actually has good handwriting.
Yeah, I know.
Should have been a doctor or a veterinarian.
Or a veterinarian.
Uh-oh. I can't read what I write.
Awesome.
Activity fund check.
You're writing very frantically. Can you tell us what you're doing?
By the central treasurer and the student activity account and the comptroller.
And the comptroller. Okay. Comptroller.
What is your official title? Comptroller and student activity account?
It just says comptroller on the line that I signed.
So Tammy is comptroller and Lynn is central treasurer?
Yep. The student activity account.
If I got a stipend for every time, I'd be rolling.
Just bathing in the glory.
You can send them.
I can send them. They just can't pay for it.
The purchasing agent is Lynn. So,
the agent is Beth. The purchasing.
It goes through Lynn. McNeil, though, like the purchasing agent, right? Mm-hmm.
Is she the purchasing agent, though?
I think purchasing agent is Beth, by the way.
Yeah. But Lynn is the purchasing.
Is she purchasing agent?
She's the purchasing officer. Yeah, but it's got to be approved by Beth. But she doesn't get the POs until Beth approves it. We'll have to find out what the titles are, because I know one of them is an agent and one of them is a different title.
They all have to be different. They get done at the reorganization, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. In the small district, it is kind of funny because you start.
Well, part of the problem, and this is what the internal auditor said, they want us to have separation of duties,
yeah,
but redundancy. We can't. If you have separation of duties, we do. She does, what do you do?
I'm a WinCAP administrator.
Yeah. Mm. Which is absolutely ridiculous.
It's actually good because I don't know anything about it.
So I couldn't
go in and play with anything because I wouldn't know what I was doing.
So, did you see that poster? Rapid, like the same person as like the cafeteria manager, the school bus driver, the custodian.
It's all one person?
It's all one person. They do them all. They just do it all through the day. District clerk?
Sunderland Elementary.
We'll find out what those titles are.
So anybody that signs a check that's bonded automatically?
Oh, we have to have a look. That's what the auditor had said.
Electronic banking.
We need to have her come. We have to have a policy for electronic banking. That's one of the things at the last. Alan Prindle, isn't that one of the suggestions that he made at the internal auditor, that we have to have electronic banking? They don't have one at NISBA, but we found one at...
I think it was from Grant.
He did suggest a couple to look at.
We'll make her come and explain all of this stuff next time.
And I'll have copies.
$6,500, there's no Board of Education member authorized to sign checks.
No.
Yes, that should be scratched.
Certification.
I think
certification, or? That's a specific certification as well.
And I think it's also Coblins in the law as well.
School business official.
Official.
Because you can go either way, you can. Business manager is CSEA, so it's civil service.
Right.
And business administrator is certified. So you can go either way.
Different than a building administrator kind of.
Yeah, it's a different test name.
It depends, I could be any, I'm one of those old FDAs, so I could be any.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I have that as well.
They're separate, so.
Are you?
I'm building in district, but not business.
They changed it all in 2004.
Right. When did they change it?
It was my cohort, was the first cohort out, so it was like 2009. We were the first cohort that had three separate exams.
I'm just happy I have them all, didn't have to worry about that.
And they're changing even the ones that are out there now. They're coming out with what, I guess they're trying to be more narrowly focused, which I don't understand.
It's just more money.
I was gonna say, it's a nice way to charge you $400 to sit for a test.
Mm-hmm.
Standard board.
So both of those places, we put school business.
I would show school business.
Oh, you gotta do it, you gotta do that.
Well, two tests, but it's four parts.
Right, each.
Sounds like a torture.
I think it might be. Supposed to be one there.
Is it? So another question to ask the week of state testing.
Or this year.
Right.
Or next year.
This year.
Well, I don't know, next year.
So anything else that you need on the fiscal one, Chris?
I don't see that.
I'm waiting for this.
There's another FDA one there. Tammy did see the standards, government county standards board, not systems.
So many acronyms.
There's too many.
I hate education. They came out with one not too long ago that is the same as something else. I'm sitting here and I didn't know what they were talking about. I can't remember what it is now.
All this italicizes all the stuff that we can't look.
Are you putting the school business official there again?
Yep.
Now, when we have these audits and they have to be under the note in the middle of the page, the next paragraph there. Respond to all audit findings and recommendations, and they have to be respond to include the statement of corrective action. Did we do that?
Yep. The state goes nuts if you don't do that. They'll come after you. So we don't do that.
We probably haven't done it for the one that we just got this past week, right?
The internal audit? Not that I'm aware of. I would have signed it.
That usually has a lot of trouble coming up with something because the suggestion just was minor. Plan to fix it is so.
Well, that's one of the, we want to take that electronic banking policy. That's one of the suggestions. I forgot that was in here. Usually if there's an individual that has been on the board, it doesn't have to happen the second time because they've signed up the first time. But there's usually a statement saying that they don't have any affiliation or whatever.
Who chooses that officer?
That's an RFP. We went out.
on the auditors, how to audit our books. And I had a long conversation with George H. Wise, where you go, boy, I'm not training the people. They didn't come back.
Are there different levels of audits, like full audits, quick audits, sure not, and those?
We do, annually we have the external auditor come in, go through our financial records for the year. We have a claims auditor who is warranty that comes over and goes through the warrants every month, or every 2 weeks. And we have an internal auditor who is named Alan Prindle, and what we do is, when he did an overview of the internal structure, and made suggestions or areas that are usually, problems happen, and we made a determination as to where to bring him back. What we got this year was payroll.
And that's every year?
Payroll.
What did he do this year? Payroll?
You know, this, that's changed. We don't have to use, we don't have to do that every year.
No.
Which he reluctantly told us.
Yeah. And the school district,
that was part of the governor's five-point plan, or the comptroller's five-point plan originally, that we had to have that. But in the same respects, especially as a small school, I don't have a problem with stuff.
And one that gets as good a clean bill of health as this one does.
We also had the comptroller come in.
Comes up with minor suggestions, but they're useful. Get them done, and yeah, makes the office that much more efficient.
We had a pretty good relationship, too, when the comptroller came in, because we, it was the same people that audited us when Beth and I were at Hudson Falls. So when she came here, I said to her, Leslie, you know how we operate. If we're not doing something right, let us know. She contacted us because she was having problems in another district. She wanted us to help. So it's nice to have that relationship.
I didn't check it exactly either, but I'm looking and I said, yeah, it seems to be that sheet on the first page.
Yeah. It's different than the old one, but not...
I have no idea. It's just we get, when we review the warrants, there's a cover page and it has all these things checked.
I was just saying, Tom, in the old one...
I didn't look at the old one. I have no idea.
Right. I was just saying it's different. I'm looking at it. I don't know if it's different than what you're using, but it's different than the other one.
I think Willing's right. I think this is the one that... that we look at every month.
I might have it circled so I could go back and look at it, but I didn't.
I didn't either. It sounded familiar.
Yeah.
So you're already using the new one?
I think we're using this.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's the one we use.
were all good with 660. I thought we were going with 660.
Keep it up, Carl.
Sorry.
Carl, don't apologize. Just keep it up. You're doing fine. Sorry, you're doing fine.
If I report, I pay.
You probably need to look at that, because I know there's one, and I'm pretty sure it's the cafeteria that exceeds the 100.
The 668 is verbatim of what we're supposed to do.
I didn't see an issue with that.
Carl's already checked it. Let's move along to 668.
I can hear that train moving on the station.
So the pedicab, that's not different than that, though. And then, are you changing the exceed?
Because the amount is different now.
I believe the cafeteria has more than $100, so.
But that was approved, I'm trying to think, when, last year?
Well, we did it when it happened, and I think we did it as of July.
And then we do it at the reorg, okay.
So are you changing it from 100 to 150?
We're gonna find out, because I don't feel comfortable just saying $300 for everybody. So, yeah, so we'll get that one too.
They're looking at petty cash, and it's $100, and the reason, apparently, because they have four registers, they need to up it for the petty cash.
And the other.
That's amazing.
The individual classes or activities need petty cash for the student activity, you could have more than one. So I think the way it reads with the student activities is 100's maximum, and depending on what they need, it could be more than one at a time. But we're trying to make sure the fundraisers are not happening at the same time. But like with the balloon fest and stuff like that, when more than one activity gets involved, I don't know exactly how that works.
I'm playing this year, I'm getting old. What are we on now, Carl?
I don't know, I'm
668.
Six eighty. Yeah, this is new.
Internal audit.
But the internal audit is now the one that's not required.
And you said that's like what Sue Warnke does.
No,
periodically.
No, no. This is Ellen Prindle. She's the claims auditor that we've been a couple of times.
And this doesn't have to be done every year anymore.
As of right now, it's new law.
We're gonna. She was saying that she's probably gonna do it anyway, right?
Up to the board, but it's not. It's we get good information. If nothing, good confirmation. I've been doing a good job.
It's really Ellen's not that expensive. Mm-hmm. There are some that are very expensive. It is an insignificant amount. When I say that, maybe a couple thousand. There were people that were doing it when it first came out, and they were getting tens and twenty thousands of dollars, and that's absolutely ridiculous. I don't even know what you charge. Do you guys know?
I remember Beth saying $1,500.
Yeah. I think it was 12 the first year he did it. When she told me we paid, oh my God, almost $10,000 for Bethel feature, whatever that. When they did it at Hudson Clark Jenkins Law, no, law's not living anymore. Whatever the heck they are. Five points both. But this guy's really inexpensive. We even had some people that were retired school business officials who, the one guy worked for us for a while here in the interim and almost burnt down the hotel across the street.
Mike
Kelly.
Not to be confused with Mike Kelly, but it was on board.
Sparky.
Well, that's what everybody called him.
He got in trouble in Warrensbury after that.
The comptroller went in and audited the books, and he had some changed his retirement agreement. His retirement agreement and forged Roger Quaid's signature.
Really?
Yeah.
He had like 95% for life, and changed it to 100% and signed Roger's name to it.
Yeah,
he should have gone to jail.
He didn't go to jail.
He lost all his benefits, whatever. He lost his pension, everything.
So how do we want to word? How do we want to word? How are we going to word this? That because it's apparently not a requirement anymore.
I'd like to keep it.
Well, I think we have to determine every year if we're going to do it, but we should make that statement in here somehow.
It does say that.
Says an annual review and update of such assessment.
So the annual review can decide that you're not going to perform on that particular year.
We don't have to do it every year anymore.
The board shall determine on an annual basis whether or not to have a risk assessment.
I don't mind that.
Yeah. I think that's what we're going to have to do. Of course, it's not the board shall determine.
What are we going to say? The board shall determine on an annual basis whether we're going to have risk assessment. Downstate. use her.
Where is she?
Where is she located? I don't know where she's located. Yeah, one of those areas.
Oh, she's local.
Yeah.
She's in Washington County.
She works statewide.
She does.
She does most of it right here.
Then are we putting in here for internal auditor? Is that bad? Is Medicare compliant?
Well, Sue Warkey or one of us.
I think Sue Warkey.
Because she's Medicaid compliant, she would be the one.
But, so do you want to put a specific name?
Put her name.
No.
No, Medicaid compliance.
Oh, Medicaid compliance officer.
And Carl, just to finish that up, everyone that has anything to do that has to be trained. If you don't have 100% training compliance, you can't submit for anyone in your district.
And so that's why school districts, like, have a consultant or somebody.
No, that's why we send people.
That's why you have to send people annually. And you get a notice, and if you don't get 100% compliance, you can't. Like, let's say you're qualified to submit, and you went and did it, you would be able to claim for the district because she didn't go, she does qualify.
So like Sue Warkey goes every year for training?
Anything to.
I would go.
The trainers that have to.
That goes too.
I still.
You still.
The training is terrible.
Oh, it is.
That's got to be a fun day, though.
I'm sorry, I missed out on that. I think it sounds.
You really are.
Well, you know what, a lot of it doesn't relate to Cambridge specifically. So you may have people from all different agencies, and so a lot of it is just stuff that we either don't have or don't do or.
Yeah, there are districts that get millions of dollars, right, in this, so it's big business for them.
If you pay attention to it, you can get a lot. But unfortunately, when you're a small school district, it's kind of hard to say, okay, well, I want to hire, when we start hiring all these people, we want to have these licensures and these certifications.
I think it's hard to get those people.
Well, that's why we went back to the speech.
Well, the speech one, you should be able to.
It's payment of those people too. Within, you know, our salary structure, there's not necessarily. You can't pay, yeah, you can't pay the people who have that license.
But the speech people, we can, and that's where we can get a lot of money if we have the right credentials.
They pay for themselves on, and more.
If they have credentials.
Right. Okay, that's good.
Big time, Carl.
Yeah.
Like, that's a huge loss of ours, not having those credentials.
But that should be changed next year, right? Monthly review of providers. Do we do, check the leases?
Yes, this is superintendent for the leases.
Do we have one of them? Are you?
One is the next. Just the next page.
Sorry, I'm late to work.
Excluded providers. Well, at the bottom of that page, two B.
A and B, I think, has to be listed here.
What is that?
Keep informed regarding.
Administrator for.
Oh, it's not on the, you have to have your administrator for special ed, so it's administrator for, you're the administrator for special ed, correct?
Oh, I don't know.
Because your CFP chairs are not administrators right now, right? I mean, you have, you're co-CFP.
Oh, so I have to say that.
We have administrative.
We're not hiring someone who's not appropriately certified. So that would make sense.
Administrative.
We're not bringing in.
I knew where to word that.
So I think even if we're hiring a candidate, we have to make sure that they have the appropriate. Say, you really need to say someone dealing with chairs?
Because that would make it specific to Colleen and Owen and.
Administrator CSE chairs.
Exclude Jen and.
Just see what you're saying.
Administrator CSE chairs.
Administrator CSE chairs.
That would be for A and B.
Okay. A, B.
And again, a lot of this is right before a larger district, I mean, it needs to be in there. But we don't have unfamiliar itinerants popping in and out of the building. Am I making sense, Karen?
Yeah.
In a smaller district, I don't think, I mean, it has to be there because it's there, but I don't think it's something I would imagine in like an Albany school district, someone really needs to maintain that, because who's coming in and signing in and working with your kids or evaluating your kids?
But we are doing some stuff through, what's his name?
Peter Scott in advance.
Yes, yeah, Advanced Therapy. But again, that's a small company as well.
And it's one person per position, although you know, occasionally you'll have like supervisors.
Right.
Kind of administrative staff or chair.
No person that works for ESL, like with Daniel Medina and those, do we get reimbursement for those?
That's a
BOCES.
Yeah, that's a BOCES.
I forget her name.
Sure.
But even with the Medicaid thing, we have to do some type of agreement if we're contracting with somebody so that they're aware, or we're aware, who's filing and getting the money for Medicaid.
Right.
That was another one of the issues that were dual files.
Because that should come to the school, right?
Well, yeah, past, yeah.
That should come to the school, that reimbursement money, right?
Well, we certainly want that to happen, yes.
But it could, if it wasn't filed right.
That's why we want that to do that.
If it goes to BOCES, but if it goes to BOCES, then it should decrease the amount of charging.
Right.
Right. But like for Advanced Therapy, you definitely would want to have a contract for them.
We had a problem with Prospect.
Yeah.
They were charging, when they were at Hudson Falls, they were charging us, and they shouldn't have been. I mean, they were getting the money.
Right, they were.
And they will definitely try.
I'll be training for them there. They know what they're doing. They're hosting the training.
No, but they did that up in Grand Rapids.
Prospect, yeah. I don't think the people at Prospect knew, because I knew the person at Prospect. Oh, my God, on the phone, she just was clueless.
Laws are changing so much, it's hard to keep up with it all. We're on the next page.
Yeah, I see all of them.
We had a home visit time survey, we had a goal for training on that. So speech teachers and other Medicaid people had to have these random, all of a sudden we're going to have a random moment in time survey. They would give you a time, potentially your workday. In fact, it was RMTS was what they called it. And it was a big deal, we had to go train, and it was very like, we were kind of going crazy with that.
Yep.
Like, it was
that
a big
person
deal.
Probably was retired.
RMTS.
We jumped through that. Oops.
And they hired a company to do that for all Medicaid providers. I haven't heard a word one of it all year.
Your mouth closed, we don't need to.
So, who's the Assistant Superintendent of Human Resources?
I think it's the administrative CSE chair. Got it.
Well, this is human resources.
I think it's the one with the better handwriting.
Got it.
No, I think it's you would be responsible for monthly review of any providers that we have coming in.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sorry.
Will you write my reports? That handwriting?
Jeez.
She's not letting that go, Tom.
No.
I'm gonna start writing left-handed just so you guys aren't all jealous.
It's probably still gonna be better than
mine. No, probably better than mine.
Tammy, I'll give you direction. I'll give you some instruction in handwriting. Mine's great.
Part of our district risk assessment, number six, that we've got to go back to what we were doing.
Yes, I do. On my way.
Two people have already left.
I'm really late on people.
I know, we didn't mention that. Finish up this Medicaid thing, this one?
Yeah, let's do this policy.
Finished.
Already done.
We're at the happy hour.
Are we done, Carl? We're done. I was there with it 10 minutes.
All righty then, see you later. Yeah.
It's all pretty, yeah, straightforward. Dissemination of policy, it's all.
So we started 66, maybe.
How many people are now, I know Tom and Lillian are there committee members?
Actually, we're the only two legal ones, because it says here that Beth can't be on the committee.
Correct, yeah, that was something I was gonna bring up with you, just to talk about a little bit, because going through the fiscal responsibility thing. Yeah, I think that it's just Tom and Lillian and Beth, but I think we're supposed to have an external person as well.
Have that power. I know we've always had in the past board members.
Oh, yeah, and that's okay. I think we can have a full board if you want, but maybe that might be a good one for someone.
That's where we start when we come back.
But that's always the way the committee is run.
Yeah, right.
Just two board members and business manager.
Right. No, I went through the fiscal training and they talked about that. And they also talked about that charter as well.
Charter.
The charter? Oh, audit charter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I think that might be where that came from. I don't think it was where you were wanting it. I think it was something that would have just came out.
I was delivering.
I was gonna try to print that off for you to show you.
Yes.
Because I was like, maybe that's why that was here. So because of that.
The teacher said,
I'll try to pull it out for you, but those two things are actually much stronger.
Before the next meeting, can you find out whether the three members is just our policy or whether that's illegal?
Okay.
I can tell you that part of the fiscal training, I can actually print that off for you because it does say that, yeah. There's similar to what here.
I have the thing. I just saw your email about the newsletter and I thought it was just me. I was like,
God, get over that.
I didn't use French.
Well, of course, it doesn't go over, so it should be. Text at Mark included.
Thank you, everyone.
I can only go day one. Then tomorrow, I'll make up update.
It won't be accurate.
I don't know if it is the whole government shepherd, but I think I'll go with that. Stephanie was texting me online. She's pretty, very funny.
As long as my email is through them, our hair shows. But they're going to be first thing in the morning.